We're looking possible political deals with this bill 2197. Go over, I guess, the logistics of this and why it's not a great idea at this point.
Well, Mike, the bill was introduced by a couple of representatives in Johnson County, the Olathe area, Overland Park area, last January. And my understanding is it was introduced at the request of one or two individuals who, during the course of the last 6 or 7 years, have taken exception to where the KSHSAA plays its state football championships. So this is about the third or fourth time that these individuals have approached legislators, and it's about the third or fourth time that a bill has been introduced. The only disconcerting thing is this bill has advanced further than any previous attempts at legislation and intervention of the legislature in the governance of the KSHSAA as a private association, a voluntary association formed by the schools of Kansas. House Bill 2197 passed the Kansas House of Representatives last year before the session ended and was referred to the Senate Education Committee, where it sits presently waiting for possible, and I underline the word possible, action by Senate Education Committee in the next session in January of 2014. Of course, that's not a guarantee that there'll be interest in moving the bill forward, but one would expect there probably will. The bill does two things that I think Kansas school people have found, I guess, somewhat puzzling and concerning at the same time. First and most importantly, this bill seeks to change the way that high school leagues conduct their business and make their decisions governing their actions and activities as a league of schools. So, for example, the 38 Kansas high school leagues that are voluntarily joined by member schools like a Garden City High School or a Holcomb or a Lakin, each league currently governs itself typically through either their principal of the high school or the athletic director or superintendents or combinations of those key decision makers. This bill would change that. It would say that each school would be represented by only one administrator, and a second representative of each school would be a member of the public who would not be employed by the school, and therefore, I guess, the question of how accountable would they be to the school is a concern in many people's minds. But the league would then be comprised of 50% votes from school administrator and 50% of votes from public or individuals representing one per school in each of the leagues. So that changes dramatically, you know, the potential of what kinds of things might come up. You know, it raises questions for people about personal issues, personal agendas, gripes and complaints that school board members are familiar with now could potentially become gripes and complaints from an individual for a particular child or about a coach or whatever. It would become league issues. And I think most of our school administrators feel that, A, they're professionally educated and prepared and licensed and experienced in running schools and teaching and coaching and administering. And I think they're scratching their heads as to wonder what's wrong with the current situation and how leagues conduct their business, that it's necessary to have half of their league decision-making be handed over to individuals. Not that people aren't good folks in the public and trustworthy and hardworking, but I think it's a case of expertise and experience, to be quite honest. So that's obviously a concern to the schools of Kansas, how that makes a better league governing model. The second component of this bill has to do with the KSHSAA itself, and that the bill would give the governor of the state of Kansas 4 political appointments to be on the KSHSAA executive committee, and again, one from each of the 4 congressional districts of Kansas. These would be non-school people. And again, I think people are still left wondering, A, what's wrong with the current system and how decisions are made by employed people who are accountable to school boards as elected officials of the state of Kansas. And anyone who thinks a principal or a superintendent or a teacher coach isn't accountable to a school board needs to stop and rethink, you know, that, because that relationship is very direct and very much in the control of the school board. So how those folks are not, again, qualified to make good decisions as members of our KSHSA governing boards is kind of the question here. How does making our board bigger by four politically appointed people make the decisions any better? I guess one is left to wonder if the individual who would like to be appointed to our board in hopes of moving our state football championship games, if that's his motivation, you know, I guess I don't know that, but I could reasonably surmise that it might be. So it's a case of if you don't get your way, keep trying, and maybe you can get yourself appointed to the system and work and change the system from the inside. You know, when, in fact, what we do with our state championships and all activities is play them at venues that our member schools tell us where they want these games played in the format that they want. We are very mindful of doing things the way Kansas schools tell us they want them done, to the chagrin of some. But I think that's our role and that's our purpose and our mission. So, again, we'll see, but obviously you can understand why the association's position is to be opposed to the bill as sort of an unnecessary intrusion of government and politics into the operation of a private association of schools, trying to operate programs and activities that are educational in nature through very qualified, very dedicated, capable people.
How realistic is this as far as it eventually passing? I know it got out of the House. It obviously has to get out of the Senate and then a governor's signature. So how realistic is this?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball. Obviously, it's an issue that's near and dear to the heart of some, and those particular people may be very key people. And, of course, the way legislative politics works is, you know, if you're in a leadership position and you can exert influence over your colleagues to move a bill that you might have as a pet bill, obviously that's the nature. A former member of our staff was 10 years a member of the Kansas legislature and a very dedicated public servant, and he always told me that two things you never wanted to see made were sausage and legislation because of the backroom deals and the trading of favors and things that sometimes, you know, takes place in that legislative process. And certainly we're not naive to that. But one has to simply, again, come back to the question of how does this make the end result a better result? And again, I'm not convinced that things are, you know, so terribly wrong in the operation of leagues or the association's decisions that a small handful of people who have a particular issue should affect this big a change. So time will tell how things proceed, I guess.